your experience, what is it that makes news? What is it that people want to know?
Well, isn't it one thing? What people will want for news today may be entirely different from what they may want tomorrow, what they wanted yesterday. In the earlier days, anything about Negroes was eagerly sought after because the white press printed nothing favorable about Negroes at all, no matter what paper, Times or anything else. Negroes made news only through crime or something more or less related to scandal one way or the other. So anything about Negro activities was equally sought after by the Negro public. And the migration moved thousands of Negroes. See, the migration started in 1914 with the declaration of World War I, which shut off immigration from Europe and added to America's war capabilities of producing material for Europe. And they needed more men. So the northern mills, especially steel and metal fabrication, then began to send agents into the South to bring back Negroes. And this started from small recruiting to carloads of people. So those people were leaving their base where they had been all their lives, coming into the northern industrial communities. So the Negro papers then got news of Birmingham and Atlanta and Selma and Jackson, all of those southern communities, whatever news we could get out of those towns to get into our papers, would be eagerly read by the people who had been brought from these areas. So this was the emphasis on news. And of course, in those days, lynchings were big news because lynchings were running anywhere from 30 to 35 and 40 a year. And things of that kind. Now, the news, of course, has begun to change. Negro society news was quite the vogue. Every paper had considerable society news because it was never published anywhere. No Negro society item, no matter who it was, ever got it to the white press. Negro sports. In those days, you had the Negro baseball teams, big, and eventually the baseball leagues. They never got into the white press. So we had sports to draw. Then we had theatricals. Negroes were segregated in theaters, and you had separate circuits, like the TOBA circuit, which embraced maybe 30 or 40 cities in the South and in the North. Cleveland was one, Chicago, Indianapolis. Most all of these cities had theaters, and this was the second. And that news was always exclusively in the Negro press. So we had these areas of news that was exclusive to us. And